I get the football, I got a road an actual road rage question for you, Walt.
Okay.
Okay, so in a 2-lane road.
Yeah.
If you were going 20 to 25 mile an hour over the speed limit in the fast lane, but you have somebody riding your tail like you're going too slow.
Oh yeah.
How would you handle that situation?
You mean without a weapon?
You can't use a weapon, Walt.
I'm not a big fan of tailgaters, period. I'm not a big fan yeah, of the see, class of tailgaters.
See, yeah. But sometimes you can't help it because they're there and they won't leave you alone.
Yeah.
You know that stretch of road on 123 between Easley and Clemson?
Yeah, yeah.
I swear, it just always happens on that stretch, doesn't it?
I mean,
it just always happens at some point.
Yeah, it does. It does. And then you got the section where the speed limit suddenly drops, and that's where the cops get you. They get where
the cops are.
Yeah, that's right. We're right around where that Clemson sign is. You know, that's
exactly.
That's where they get you.
So here's a question regarding the quarterback situation. When Vezina came in and he had a pretty good game, and I agree with you, I think Vezina actually looked a little bit calmer and more poised in the pocket that game than I saw Cade all season. Do you think that it was a mistake to not let him keep on playing, considering the not knowing if he's going to be the guy next year? You know, because at that point, you know, it's not like Clemson was really playing for anything. So. I know you have to respect Cade and give him, you know, but I feel like you at least got to get Vezina in the mix more and get him ready for the next year, you know.
Then we
would have had an answer.
Yeah, I thought after he played well in that game that we would see him more, and I'm surprised. And the answer was the answer always was, well, we want to win. Well, I mean, that's a disturbing answer. In light of what you're not doing in the portal now. You know what I mean? I mean, we want to win. So you're saying the other guy doesn't give you a chance of winning, but he's going to be the unchallenged starter next year? That's the part that really worries me. I mean, I think he earned some playing time in that performance. I'm not even saying you had to start him. What I'm saying is second quarter of game, a series or two in the second quarter, and start to find out what you have for next year. Basically, right now, you're going to go into next year, if nothing changes, you're going to go into a next year with a starting running back who's hardly played and a starting quarterback who has not played at all.
Yes, and speaking of that, you know, when we saw ETN his freshman year, we saw a couple of explosive runs, and we were like, man, this guy's explosive. He has a future at Clemson. Did you see any glimpse of that with Gideon this year, or do you think that maybe the you know, line wasn't as good?
Yeah.
For some reason, I just did not see that explosiveness. And I hear a lot of people comparing him to Travis Etienne, you know, but I just didn't see it this year. And I don't know if that's because of the scheme, if that's the way the line was playing or play calling. But you seem to think that he does have a lot of potential.
Yeah, that's actually a great question, Trey. You know, when Etienne was in high school, I said he'd be the best runner in Clemson history, and people thought I was crazy. Obviously, I think he went on to fulfill that. I thought Davidson was in that next group of guys, that he had the chance to be one of the great backs in Clemson history. I didn't think he'd be Etienne because I don't think he's as explosive as Etienne, but I do think he's explosive.
Yep.
And I also think he's patient as a runner. I don't think he had a lot of chances. You know, there weren't.
Yeah.
You know, he got sort of spot work here. He never really got a chance to get lathered up. There was a run against Penn State that I thought was a good run. I think he really has potential. I think he can be the next great Clemson back, but I also think that he's hardly played. And so you have to go into next year. I think you have to add an experienced running back to that mix just for that reason. Now, you might get a couple guys back, too, so we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah.
But I still think you could use an experienced running back added to that mix.
Yeah, and I saw on one of the Clemson networks that supposedly it has been announced that Clemson has like a $26 or $27 million NIL spending budget. And, you know, if that's true, you know, I don't understand why you don't go out and try to get a quarterback for $2 or $3 million, you know, just to come in and
I mean, again, I don't understand what the difference is between that position and the other positions. You know, in other words, if you have a need, if you have a need area that you're willing to address in the portal, I mean, I don't think you can assume that you don't have a need area, or concern in the at the quarterback room in the quarterback position, because I think you clearly do. So I will see, Trey. I mean, keep your fingers crossed that Christopher Vezina turns out to be all that. Thank you, Trey. Good job, really good job, excellent, well done. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you as always.
Walt, I'm doing great. I hope you all had a great weekend.
Yeah, well, no, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
I spent a good part of mine trying to fix a leaky toilet that was in that was put in a really dumb place, which made access to it that much more difficult.
Walt, you called Roto-Rooter.
Well, I should have. You're 100% right. I should have. But the problem is this developed late Friday night. Now, I still could have done that. It's probably what I should have done. But late Friday night, you know, Robert, we all want to think we're a plumber at heart. And quite honestly, my brother is a plumber. So
should have called your brother.
Yeah. Well, he was. The problem is he was like 1,500 miles away. So it was late Friday night when I realized that I knew I had like this tiny leak. The tiny leak turned into a waterfall late Friday night, and it required immediate attention. I mean, immediate attention, like me doing it now. So yeah,
that's the way it goes too. You know, that little small leak, if you don't tend to it right then and there,
Roto-Rooter always warns you about those things. Yep,
that's right.
Yep,
that's exactly right. I want to talk about some NFL.
Yeah.
Championship, Super Bowl championship futures, but I want to make a comment about what's going on at Clemson.
By the way, I can't wait for this because I honestly, as far as the NFL is concerned, I have no idea. I
hope you got a little bit of an idea. Well, I'm going to lean on you a little bit.
Well, I know all the parts and the pieces, but I don't trust anybody.
Well, I'm looking for some value, but as far as Clemson is concerned, does it not, if they're not going to take a quarterback, are they planning on spending all their money on defense and offense and hope they've got a good enough defense and a good offensive line, I should have said, and a good enough offensive line to where they can win with a subpar quarterback?
Well,
that's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, they wouldn't, I'm sure they wouldn't use that language of subpar quarterback, but yeah, I mean, if not, Robert, they're going to try and build the body of the team, which is why I said, you know, I'm willing to wait. I think we got to wait maybe to adjudicate this. You know, they're off to a good, quick start with Elliott Washington. Let's see what else they do. You know, you know, right now what we're doing is we're evaluating the quarterback position in a vacuum. Of course, the quarterback doesn't play in a vacuum. He plays with a bunch of other players, 21 of them. So let's find out who those other 21 are going to be. And then maybe that will change our perspective. You know, maybe Dabo Swinney will have the right view on this after all. In a vacuum, I'm concerned. But I am interested.
Yeah, me too.
If Clemson and Dabo Swinney are really going to attack the portal and hit all these need areas and bring in a bunch of talented guys, we might change our mind.
Yeah, we'll see. One last thing regarding that portal. What do you think of that linebacker from Southern Cal, Matea Tagoa, whatever, however you pronounce his last name?
Yeah, I think he's a good player. I think there'll be some competition for him. I was actually surprised to see him connected with Clemson.
Yeah, I was surprised as well. I think he looks pretty good on his tape. Man, one last thing right quick. I'm so glad that Colton Joseph signed with Wisconsin because they were rumoring that he might go to Florida State, and I didn't want to see that because I think people are sleeping on him a little bit. So...
Well, they'll really be sleeping on him now, Robert, because he's going to Wisconsin. Yep, we'll never be heard from again.
That's exactly right. I was very surprised he signed with them, but I don't know. All right, moving on to some NFL futures. Walt, let's talk about NFC champion. Obviously, Seattle looked really good. Now, San Francisco was hurt up. They're at a plus 133. Then you got Rams at plus 233. Philly, 400. Bears, 699.
I'm taking the Rams.
Are you, man? Yep. I'm kind of down on the Rams. They didn't look so hot there towards the end of the season.
I'm okay with that. I'm still taking the Rams. I mean, you get into the playoffs, and you can give me Matthew Stafford or Sam Darnold. I'm taking Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, but if they don't let Sam Darnold throw the ball and put it in jeopardy, and they dominate on defense, and their defense is looking good.
Yeah.
I mean, really good.
Yeah. But, look, I think Seattle's a good team. I mean, I think the numbers make some sense, but I'm still taking the Rams.
All right, well, let's switch. These are all from Underdog, by the way. These lines are from Underdog. I want to make sure I get that in there. AFC, Denver obviously is the first one, the favorite at 223. Then you got New England at 355, Buffalo at 376. What about Jacksonville at 488?
Yeah.
I mean, Jacksonville went out to Denver and beat them.
I think from an odd standpoint, that's worth a few pesos because
I think it is.
Because as you said, they've already won at Denver and they didn't win in lucky fashion. They actually dominated the game. And they sort of did what they wanted. They operated at will and they moved the ball easily. And if they wind up having to go to Denver again, that's an enormous advantage having gone there and played well. And again, Denver had no answer in the red zone. I'm not guaranteeing that Jacksonville wins anything. But I think at those odds, given what we're talking about with these other teams, I mean, the Patriots, I don't mean that we're not talking about the Brady Belichick Patriots, but the Patriots and Denver are both new bloods to this mix. These are not teams that have been a factor in recent years. So I don't know how you can trust either one of them in a playoff situation. I mean, I'm not saying that they can't come out of the AFC because someone's got to. And those two teams have played well all year, and I give them credit for that. And the Patriots have certainly played well on defense. In a way, those two teams are a little bit similar, although the Patriots probably have a more dynamic quarterback, but they're similar. Maybe dynamic's not the right word. Maybe productive. But I don't really trust either one of them. You'd love to say Buffalo because of Josh Allen.
Yeah, that was my next question.
But the problem is I don't trust his team. I don't like that football team. I mean, they're like Josh Allen and the Joshuettes. You know, I don't think it's a very good team. If Allen gets that team to a Super Bowl, I mean, that's going to be an amazing accomplishment. Be like back in the
day.
You're
not kidding.
When Elway was dragging those lifeless body Denver teams to the Super Bowl.
All right. One last thing, right quick, the Super Bowl champion. Again, Jacksonville's at plus 1,150. If they beat Denver, could they not take out the best that
I don't
the
think
NFC
so.
Has?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think the Super Bowl is as far as they could go. I don't trust anybody in the AFC. Period. I don't know how you're going to make heads or tails of that. That's the reason I like the Jacksonville play there because I think the Jacksonville, whatever you said, plus 480 or whatever you said.
Yeah, 488.
I think they have as good a chance as anybody in the AFC, because I just don't think the AFC is very good. I don't trust New England. I don't trust Buffalo. I don't trust Denver. I don't trust any of those teams. So by definition, or maybe by default, I think Jacksonville has as good a chance as any of those teams. When you get to the other side, now I think you're playing somebody like the Rams or Seattle. I think those teams are just better than Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. I thought you were going to say by default, I'm going to have to say the Rams for the Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
Well, you gave me one check mark, Walt. Yeah. We'll talk further about
good.
It as the week
goes on.
It's a
good job, Robert. It's a good job.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah, I mean, I think that's realistic. I mean, I think Jacksonville has weapons. They're much improved defensively. I think they have as good a chance as anybody in the AFC. And again, they've already been to Denver, and it didn't matter. They If you watch that game, that was not luck. They actually dominated Denver in Denver. So I sort of like that play, Robert. I really do. I really like that enough to visit it. Hey, let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS, and you're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed some of yours. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid and getting eaten by a grizzly bear or fishing with Henry Winkler for the rest of your life. I think I'd rather be eaten by the grizzly bear. I would pass on both of those. I mean, it's okay to be with Henry for one weekend, but you don't want to see him a third weekend. Disney, your answer's right here, man, in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David Green, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can get your life back, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether there's an audit coming up. David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll certainly use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session. Free. 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. All right, lines are completely jammed. Do not move. You'll lose your spot.
The Market at the Mill invites you to join them for Mistletoe at the Market, a free craft show featuring hundreds of artisans from all over the Carolinas. On Saturday, November 18th from 8 to 4. Don't miss handcrafted goods perfect for all your holiday needs. Savor delicious treats from our amazing food trucks. Plus exciting prize giveaways, including a $500 cash prize. And join us in supporting Pickens County Toys for Tots, accepting donations all day long. The Market at the Mill, 225 Pumpkin Town Highway in Pickens.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with three locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit FHNGA.com.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walt Tiptulu Road Rage. You know, I was like, I already know this, but again, I had an epiphany about the transfer portal in the last couple of days, just based on the absolute insanity of what I'm seeing. I mean, we have taken insanity and we have ratcheted it way up. We have moved way beyond insane. We are in la la land now. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely, totally out of control and nuts. And that's got me thinking again about Dabo Swinney and his ways. You know what? He's earned the right to do it his way. That's my position in watching this transfer, only because I can't believe what I'm seeing. I mean, it's just, I know how crazy it is, but it's way more crazy than it's ever been before. So if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, you know. I think we at least need to see what the rest of this portal class shapes up as, and because Clemson obviously is going hard into the portal this time. Well, we don't know the full results of it yet. So far, all we have is Washington, but that's a good start. Elliot Washington is a good start on the portal. Good start. I think he has a chance to be not just a starter, but a really good player. So I think that's a good portal beginning for Clemson, and it demonstrates Clemson's willingness to go in. And so let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. I mean, we're all going to have, I think we're all going to have Vezina questions. And I know I have lots of Vezina questions. The problem is we just don't have a lot of answers. There's not a lot to go on, but they didn't give us a lot to go on because they chose not to play him, you know, over a guy who just didn't play well. And that's the part that is hard to get past. It just is. And knowing that you're going to play other elite quarterbacks and knowing that the portal is probably filled with 20 guys who are more talented than Christopher Vezina. Now, again, I think a lot of those guys were already spoken for. I think these are devil's deals, deals that have been consummated in advance of the time structure. To the phones. It is, who's up here first? It's David in Greenville, followed by Rudy and South Carolina Pats fan. Actually, we lost two people during that break, so you can get it. David, how are you, David? Good to have you.
Hey, I'm good, Walt. Hey, listen, I'm going to make my point, and I'm going to get off because I got to go. This is one thing I wanted to say, Walt, is about Dabo, is that when you look at, even if they wanted to keep Vizina, whatever his name is, you would think he would at least go get another quarterback for depth.
Yeah.
Because if something happens to the guy, now you're stuck with just Denson.
Yeah, there's no experience. There, even including Vezina, there's zero experience in the room. None.
Right. And that's my thing. And I know it's Dabo's job, but it just seems like it's the program is where it is because he's been slow to move.
Yeah.
And he just continues to do so, Walt. And that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, David. Yep. It's a fair point. I think there's truth to it. Again, I think the reasons he's been slow to move is I just don't think he believes in any of this process. And I can't blame him. I don't either. From a wins and loss standpoint, though, it's hurting you. And it's allowed teams in your own conference to pass you by. Now, the portal can fix it all. And Clemson can jump right back in the mix. Just as Virginia was a one-year fix, Clemson could jump right back to the front of the line with a great portal haul. Now, to me, that includes quarterback. But, you know, if you're going to try and do it another way, you better load up. I think we need to wait and see what the rest of this portal haul looks like and what type of talent Clemson does bring in. How good a job do they do addressing their needs? All these type of questions before we can really adjudicate the whole thing with Vezina. On the surface, I'm not a fan of the not getting a quarterback. I'm not in that camp. I think you 100% need a quarterback, and I think there are at least 20 quarterbacks that I think are probably better than Chris Vezina. But, you know, again, maybe Vezina is Clemson Simpson, as the caller suggested earlier. I guess we'll see. It's Rudy in South Carolina, Pats fan. You can get in, 654-7627. Rudy, good to have you, Rudy.
There are two of us here, so I'm 557, right? So I'm the brown ale guy. Let's go. I just ask you. I do love brown ale, and he's made this program into a winning program, but Is that what we're looking for every year, just to make the tournament? Is that okay?
Yeah, it's basketball. It's not football. There's no history in Clemson basketball. I mean, he's already far exceeded the history. So, I mean, you're playing with house money.
Okay, yeah. Like I said, I'm not trying to argue. I wasn't trying to argue with you earlier, but I'm just saying the ACC championship, is that not obtainable, or we just want to make the tournament?
No, I think that is obtainable. I mean, I think Clemson's moving that way. And I think you see that by the quality of the teams they're taking on in the OOC, and even with a brand new team, they're playing teams the likes of BYU and Alabama right to the buzzer. Games that
I agree,
you know.
I agree. I'll give you that. I'm not arguing with you. I just wanted to debate you a little bit about it.
Yeah, all good. All good, Rudy. All good.
Yeah, but where is Craig at, Walt? Because the Jets I saw was the only team in modern football history that didn't get an interception for a whole season. Is that correct?
Yes, this is impossible, Ramona. Rudy is 100% right. Ramona,
Where's Craig?
Craig's Jets. Craig's Jets.
Get me wrong. I love Craig.
Yeah.
Other than the fact he almost got me kicked out of Clemson a parking spot the day I was attending the game. But I love Craig.
Yeah, Craig has a way of doing that.
How do they go that far without an interception?
Yeah, it's not possible. When you think about it, there are balls deflected at the line of scrimmage. There are balls deflected in the air. They went 17 games, Ramona, without having an interception. They played the whole season. They became the first team in NFL history to play a whole season not have an interception. In the modern era.
I'm a Falcons fan, but I do appreciate that, Craig. I do.
Oh, yeah, it's special. I mean, that's special stuff. It's like virtually impossible. I mean, again, just given the number of balls that get deflected and are up for grabs, it's like virtually impossible.
Walt, can I ask you one more thing? I'll take it off the air. And I would just call him with the – like I say, I like Brownlee. I appreciate him winning. The program is a winning tradition now, and I appreciate that. I was just wanting to debate you a little bit about the championship, and it's all good. And like I say, as far as Atlanta, now you seem what they fired.
Yeah, Raheem Morris and Fontenot out.
What would you go for a coordinator like at Denver or Houston, or what would you do? And I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Rudy.
I love the show as always.
Thank you, Rudy. Good talking to you. I think you have a young quarterback who's still salvageable that you've done nothing for, and I think you've got to find an answer that that helps salvage Michael Penix, because I think Penix is lost now, and I think that I think the Falcons have done this to themselves. They hired an offensive coordinator, had no business coordinating an NFL offense, and I think Morris and Fontenot are both clown show guys, and I just don't think any of it was working. And they needed to clean house. They have. I would think that this would be an appealing job for a lot of candidates. I haven't even begun to think about who this might be. I'm sure there is some speculation running rampant on the internet right now. But I do think you need an offensive mind. I think you need a bright offensive mind. And part of that has to be the thinking of developing Michael Penix. I don't think you move away from Penix. This stuff, we want to move away from every young quarterback who struggles. I think it's like Brady said the other day. Brady said you shouldn't just be ranking the quarterbacks 1 to 32. He said you should be ranking the offensive coordinators 1 to 32. He said because then you'll find out the truth about the quarterbacks. In other words, saying if the offensive coordinator sucks, then the quarterback's going to suck too. And I think that was the case in Atlanta with the young quarterback. You had a young offensive coordinator who wasn't qualified for the job. So let's find out what it looks like with somebody who is. And that's the direction I would expect Atlanta to go in. But it's another Black Monday for coaches running the NFL. Coaches being fired everywhere, and there are going to be more. But yes, I would have fired most of those guys. South Carolina Pats fan. How are you, Pats fan? Good to have you.
Mr. Walt, I can't tell you thank you enough for letting me get in.
Thank you for getting me.
Show.
Thank you.
Hey, man, thank you so much. You brought me in right at the right time. You was just saying how Brady said you should rank the offensive coordinators from 1 to 32. Listen. The Patriots are who they are right now and on their way to where they're going because of Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels has taken Drake May and we might be looking at the future of the NFL. I'm not going off the deep end, but we saw Drake May and how he was at UNC. He was good at UNC.
Yep.
But he got with Josh McDaniels, and it's unbelievable how good, like, he makes Drake May look, and Drake May looks that offense, but it is the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and then on the other side of the ball, you know, you've got the Vrabel influence. You've got a defense that's really been good all year long. I mean, the turnaround with the Patriots this year is really, really remarkable. I mean, a legitimate...
Can I make a case real quick
why
we have a little bit of a benefit going into the playoffs?
Yeah.
I understand we're a new team, but our head coach has been there as a player. He has the experience as a player to break down to these guys and let them know what to expect. Our offensive coordinator has been there as a coach.
Yeah.
He can help Vrabel, let him know what to expect and these other coaches to expect. I'm not saying we're perfect right now, because we're not. We played a weak schedule. We did. But you know what we did with that weak schedule? We went and did what we were supposed to do with that weak schedule. We won every one of those games.
Yep.
Lost to the Raiders, lost to the Steelers, and we lost to the Bills. But if anybody's been watching the Patriots and knows
you also beat the Bills.
We did earlier in the season, and they came back and beat us later in the season, which I would much rather go into the playoffs on a 2 or 3 game hot streak than to go in the playoffs on a 7 or 8 game win hot streak. Because you better off going to the playoffs with a 3 or 4 game hot streak and being the hottest team coming into the playoffs. Right now, we've got that bid right now. We are the hottest team coming into the playoffs right now. Yes, we're new, but if you give Drake May 2 seconds, he's going to find somebody.
If you give him four seconds, he's going to get
the first down with his feet.
Yeah, and I think the way May played in that first game against Buffalo, I think that inspired a lot of confidence in him and in others for New England. I think that was a big game at the time that it was played, and it was sort of like May out-dueled Allen, which is, you know, and you had more people drawing those comparisons. But the other part of it, like I said, is the defense. And the rush defense has been really good all year. It was dominating the NFL for a while. And
the rush offense is getting prime time, too. Them two running backs are special.
Yeah, yeah. The Patriots are a really interesting
team. And then we're going into next year with the highest cap space in the NFL. Bro, it's only going to get better.
That's true. We may have a rebirth of Super Bowl-type teams in New England. Hey, it's a good job, SC Pats fan. Good talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You have a blessed one. I appreciate you letting me get on.
Thank you, 100%. Let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. Brian Franklin, proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar and Road Rage. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day. They've been advertising with us, and they want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Brian's a friend of mine. I know him personally. He's just a great guy. I mean, everyone who uses his service loves him. Trust me, you will too. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees. By the way, Brian is a friend of mine, but if he wasn't good at what he does, I wouldn't hire him to do my yard. And I hired Brian Franklin, the Franklin Tree Service, multiple times to do my yard. And the first wake-up call for me personally came when a white oak tree fell between my home and my two-car garage. And that was my first wake-up call, because I thought the white oaks were supposed to be invincible. And then I started looking around at all the pine trees that were at the edge of my backyard forest, and a wooded area. And I knew that if those trees fell, they were falling on my house. And the pines fall with regularity. I don't think they root deep in this red clay. That's my belief. And then whatever, they just fall. All right. And that was my wake up call. And so I called Brian to evaluate my whole situation. And there were some that I was worried about. He said not to be. And the others we took out. And it's the greatest decision I ever made. And I had a number of them that I had to take out. And I pay what you pay. And so, you know, my situation was I had a lot of trees. So it was more costly than your situation is likely to be. But in hindsight, when I saw what Helene did to my property, I've never posted those videos because they're almost like impossible to see. But, like, I have a driveway that's like 300 feet. you couldn't see 5 feet down it. There were trees all across it, all the way up and down my driveway. All the trees in the woods were down. I mean, it was just unbelievable to see the carnage. And had I not taken those trees out, my home would have been squished. Call Brian Franklin to evaluate your property. Maybe you just have one tree that you're concerned about. Let Brian evaluate it. Safe tree removal of leaning trees, free assessments, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services, fully insured and committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. Brian has a whole team. If you need somebody to climb tree, there was one that had to be climbed. It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, Brian will bring his army if you have need for an army. Quick break.
It was just a few years back that I was trying to understand why my body wasn't cooperating. Then my great friends at PhD Weight Loss helped me to realize that it's not my fault. Losing weight is getting harder and harder. I was eating better, I was moving more, but my body just wasn't responding the way it used to. That's not willpower, that's metabolism. For many people just like me, years of dieting quietly slows the metabolic system down, so the harder I tried, the less progress I was making. But at PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss and fix the root cause, not just the calories. If you want to better understand why your body isn't cooperating, call PhD Weight Loss now and mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock this great New Year's special. It's free, it's personalized, and it could explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Jimmy John's just changed the game. Introducing the Chicken Bacon Ranch, now toasted. Picture this: juicy chicken, crispy bacon, and melty cheese, all drizzled in our rich homestyle ranch, sandwiched between perfectly toasted fresh baked bread. Crunchy, creamy, absolutely irresistible. One bite and you'll taste the difference. Warm, melty perfection that takes flavor to the next level. The Chicken Bacon Ranch, now hot, toasty, and calling your name. Get yours today, only at Jimmy John's.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walt up to the road rage. We are back. I should tell you that 20 minutes ago, there was confirmation on TJ Moore re-upping with Clemson. So a part of this is retaining your own as well. I don't think there was much doubt about that. There was doubt about it at one point. But I think the doubt ceased when he played against Penn State. That was my sign that he would be returning to Clemson, as we discussed. And so he is. So that's good news. That's more good news for Clemson. Yet, look, here's the thing, though. Other people are absolutely killing the portal already. Like Venables, through Jim Nagy and company, have landed 6 transfer portal players off of their weekend visits. So Oklahoma really getting busy in the transfer portal. And again, I think that's what we have to do. You have to dive in fully. I said before, it's like speed dating. I think that's what you're involved in. When you're involved in the transfer portal, you don't have these long periods of time to analyze and make decisions. You have to be faster on the draw, and we'll find out how Clemson is in that regard. Well practiced in terms of transfer portal ethics or speed dating, if you will. So we'll see how it plays out. Again, it does not appear that Clemson will add a quarterback. We were talking a little bit about the quarterbacks before. I think the Kainholz move to Louisville is a big move. Florida State, I see Seminole Ted on hold. They're a team that needs a quarterback. There's been some interest in Lagway with them. So, I mean, I don't know where Lagway winds up. It could be Florida State or Virginia. Again, those are both league teams. So, you know, you've got to play these teams, and your guy's got to be as good as theirs. The Kainholz thing to Louisville, I think, is maybe one of the more underrated portal moves. If you remember, these things are true, okay? Ted, I'll get to you in a second. These things are true. When Tyler Shuck went to Louisville, I said that was a great addition. Before the year, I put him in the top 15 in my quarterback rankings. I said he had a round 1 NFL arm, and he's proven all that out. The people who hated that pick at draft time by the Saints, I loved it. I thought he was a round 1 quarterback. And he's had an injury history, but so far so good. He looks the part. He has a live NFL arm and is an athlete. So I loved when Louisville brought Tyler Shuck in. I hated when Louisville brought Miller Mawson. I thought Moss sucked out loud. I thought he was friggin' hideous. I thought he played 1 good game in his life, and it was against Louisville in the bowl game. And that's how they made their decision. And I thought it was a stupid way to make a decision. But that was the only good game he ever played. And if you really watch that game, he actually sucked in that game. It's hard to believe that a guy could suck while throwing 6 touchdown passes, but he did. He basically threw punts up in the air, and the USC receivers in man coverage by Louisville, they never came out of it, just ran under the punts because Louisville couldn't cover them. I don't know why they did what they did. But after that, apparently that's where that staff decided that they had their guy. Well, I mean, no one else had their guy. No one else wanted their guy. And I thought that was a terrible decision. I think that Kynolds is a massive upgrade from Miller Moss. Do I think he's Shuck? No. I think Shuck is a different level of athlete with an elite NFL arm. But I think Kynolds is a guy who can make all the throws a college quarterback has to make. And he just hasn't had a chance playing at Ohio State behind some really good quarterbacks. And I think being a two or a three at Ohio State, being a two behind a Julian Sand, for example, I don't think that means he can't play. And of course, Ryan Day said it was a competition right to the last day. We don't believe that. Ryan has to maintain the integrity of his quarterback room. But I do think that I do think that Kynolds can play. I think he can play. I think he can throw. And I think he's, quite honestly, a better character guy than Moss. And I don't mean, like, from some evil deed standpoint. I mean, I'm not saying that about Moss, but I mean, Moss made some comments at the end of the year that I don't think were really helpful. So I think Kynolds is going to be a good fit at Louisville and give them a very competent passing quarterback who really can make all the throws a college quarterback needs to make. Seminole Ted, how are you? Ted, good to have you.
Doing good, Walt. I'm hoping to hear that Mike McDaniel's going to get fired soon.
Well, again,
if he hasn't already.
I don't hate him, as I've said many times. I think he's actually a pretty bright guy, and I think he's been saddled with an albatross and Tua that there's no workaround for. And I don't blame him. I don't. I think he's a little odd, peculiar, but Bill Walsh was a little odd and peculiar. I mean,
you're right.
Personally,
I just don't know that.
I would.
But when you look at what we put on the field, you know, I mean, obviously he doesn't have the Jimmys and all the Jimmys and Joes, but I mean, that defense just looked completely unprepared in the third quarter every single week this year. We were outscored 130 to 27 in the third quarter, which is just. Halftime adjustments, where are they? I don't know what he's doing in that locker room at halftime, but it's bad, whatever it is. So that's just my thoughts on that.
I'm just telling you, personally, I would keep him. I think there's enough good in what he does to keep him. I still think you're going to have to figure out whether Quinn Ewers is your guy or whether you need to go back to the draft to address the quarterback position. I would separate.
I think they need to go back to the draft.
I would separate from
the quarterback position.
I would separate from Tua completely.
Absolutely. Real quick on the transfer portal, do you think that Dabo is going to turn a lot of that over to Chad Morris?
What do you mean?
As far as getting offensive players for the portal, you know, who he wants to go after? Because I know Dabo hasn't done a ton in the portal, so, you know. Would he delegate that, or does he want his finger on the pulse of that too?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to delegate it, but I mean, I'm sure that, you know, if Chad Morris thinks there are particular areas of concern, I'm sure that he and Dabo will discuss those things, and you might well see some additions in that regard. I don't think that Clemson's going to spend the majority of their available money on offensive portal players. I think that's obvious when you start with quarterback, but I do think they could add a running back. They could add two offensive linemen, something of that sort. The rest, I think, is going to be spent largely on defense. I mean, assuming that they know what the health of Wesco is going to be. If there's any question about the health of Wesco, then I think they need to add another receiver, and maybe they need to add another receiver anyway. But I think primarily most of Clemson's additions are going to come on the defensive side of the ball, where there are significant needs.
What do you think on Lagway to FSU, if that happens? Is he salvageable?
I think he is.
And I'll take it off the air.
Yeah, thank you, Ted. I think he is. Listen, when it comes to the stock market, you know, one of the old adages is buy low, sell high. I think that you're buying Lagway low right now if you're getting Lagway. If you go back 2 years, and again, you're not going to find much positive from this year with Lagway. But if you go back 2 years, you find lots of positives. I mean, you know, you go back to the Georgia game from 2 years ago, he was the best player on the field before he got hurt. When he got hurt, the whole game changed. But when he was well and he was confident, in that game against Georgia 2 years ago, they were on their way to upsetting Georgia. And he was the reason. He was the best player on the football field. And I think it's inarguable. Now, again, you've got to go back some to find that. So I think the salvageability question is a good one. I mean, you have to sort of get inside his head and figure out what went wrong last year. What happened? How did you get so derailed? And I think it's important to understand that before making any move on Lagway. But the talent is there. The physical ability is there. We saw some really special stuff from him 2 years ago. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, will be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. You don't want your kids breathing that moldy, bad air. You don't want to breathe it either. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call my friends at Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call my friends at Canty, 1-803-373-0949, 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. We'll continue college football discussion. You can get in on any related topic. We'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
As Harbin Lumber wraps up an incredible 2025, all they have to say is one thing. Thank you. Thank you to the builders, the contractors, the homeowners, and the partners who trusted Harbin Lumber. Your projects, your hard work, and your loyalty are what keeps them growing strong. For over a century, their commitment has been simple. Quality materials, dependable service, and relationships that last. From their family to yours, have another great year in 2026. HarbinLumber.com, helping build dreams since 1917.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I've been told we have a new invader.
It's called the spotted lanternfly. It's got big wings and it's